Exodus 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song to Jehovah, and spoke, saying, I will sing unto Jehovah, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. My strength and song is Yah, and he is become my salvation. This is my God, and I will glorify him, my father's God, and I will extol him. Jehovah is a man of war, Jehovah his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the sea. The depths covered him. They sank to the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, Jehovah, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, Jehovah, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And by the greatness of thine excellency thou hast overthrown thine adversaries. Thou sentest forth thy burning wrath. It consumed them as stubble. And by the breath of thy nostrils the waters were heaped up. The streams stood as a mound. The depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My soul shall be sated upon them. I will unsheath my sword, my hand shall dispossess them. Thou didst blow with thy breath, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, Jehovah, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorifying thyself in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou by thy mercy hast led forth the people that thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them by thy strength unto the abode of thy holiness. The peoples heard it. They were afraid. A thrill seized the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the princes of Edom were amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, hath seized them. All the inhabitants of Canaan melted away. Fear and dread fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm they are still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, Jehovah, till the people pass over that thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place that thou, Jehovah, hast made thy dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, that thy hands have prepared. Jehovah shall reign for ever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh with his chariots and with his horsemen came into the sea, and Jehovah brought again the waters of the sea upon them, and the children of Israel went on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the tambour in her hand, and all the women went out after her, with tambours and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing to Jehovah, for he is highly exalted, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. And Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days into the wilderness, and found no water. And they came to Marah, and could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried to Jehovah, and Jehovah showed him wood, and he cast it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he tested them. And he said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah thy God, and do what is right in his eyes, and incline thine ears to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the complaints upon thee that I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am Jehovah who healeth thee. And they came to Elim, and 12 springs of water were there, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters.